Elvis was a fighter, didn't you know? Yes, he was. Frederick Douglass was a fighter, didn't you know? He fought throughout this land against the shackles of cruel white hands. Frederick Douglass was a fighter, didn't you know? Yes, he was.
The Charlemont Forum in Charlemont, Massachusetts is an ongoing lecture series that explores the causes of and possible solutions for one aspect of the current divisions in American political culture. On Wednesday, July 5th at 7 p.m., the Charlemont Forum is hosting a community reading of Frederick Douglass's famous speech, What to the Slave is the Fourth of July? The co-artistic directors of the Double Edge Theater of Ashfield are partnering with the Charlemont Forum to choreograph an engaging event. Actors from the Double Edge Theater, together with approximately 9 other readers who have volunteered from the Hilltowns, will give a dramatic reading of the speech, which dates back to the 5th of July, 1852. We're joined this morning by Bruce Lessels, a Charlemont Forum board member and a board member for the Double Edge Theater Company in Ashfield, Massachusetts. Bruce, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how did all of this get to be of this taking this incredible work and making it a community event?
Well, so the Charlemont Forum gets grants from the Mass Humanities, and Mass Humanities has been coordinating annual public readings of Frederick Douglass's speech for several years now, and we thought that the timing was good and that this was going to be something that would have a lot of resonance with people around today's in today's world.
Talk a little bit about the work and why do you think that resonance is so important, especially now?
The interesting thing about this speech, and being on the organizing committee, has given me the opportunity to read the speech a few times out loud with a group of people, and it's really fascinating to read because it's oratory. It's not what you typically read in a novel or even the news or in any other place these days. The oratory means that it's beautifully crafted, and it makes an argument in a way that is really incredibly compelling. And the argument it makes is basically that the 4th of July is a holiday that celebrates freedom, and that for people who were slaves in the 1850s, that didn't resonate, obviously, and there was a great disconnect between what the 4th of July was supposed to represent and their lived experience. And this speech makes that point in a way that is really artful and incredibly inspiring.
Put it in context for how the speech was initially made and how it was received in its day.
The speech was given to it was given in Rochester, New York, in 1852, and it was given to a group that was called, I think, the Rochester Women's Abolitionist and Sewing Society, or something, some really really interesting name like that. And these are people, I think, who were sympathetic to Frederick Douglass's cause. But, you know, clearly Frederick Douglass was at the cutting edge of his cause and in a place where, you know, he was someone who was speaking about something that not everybody was in agreement on in those days. And that was and he was himself a very powerful voice because he was self-educated. You know, his education came through by hook or by crook. And especially given that, it's really an impressive piece.
How do you put it together? I talked in the introduction about working with Double Edge Theater and getting these readers. So how has this evolved over the past several years?
Well, so we approached Double Edge Theater. We knew we wanted to do this reading of the speech, and we weren't quite sure how we wanted to stage it. And none of us were had done anything similar to that before. And Double Edge Theater does a lot of performance art in really interesting and different ways. And so we thought that they would be a good partner. And they were really excited about this because this fits right into a lot of work that they're doing this summer. And so what we're imagining is it'd probably be between 10 and 15 readers who will, we've broken up the speech into pieces. And then as a part gets read, every few parts, there will be music by a woman named Alice Parker of Holly, who is a local composer and conductor. And we'll have music of the period that will be participatory, that the entire audience will participate in.
What has the reaction been over? I mean, you've done this a few times now. So, what has the reaction been, and how do people react to it and take to it and think about it? Do you think?
Well, this is the first time that we will have read the Frederick Douglass speech in the Forum. The Forum has presented lots of other topics over the years, and certainly the interesting thing about the Forum, or one particularly interesting thing about the Forum to me, is that the Forum encourages discussion afterwards. And so after this speech, there will be a period when the audience will be invited to discuss what they've heard and their thoughts. And I think that is one of the strengths of this presentation, is that it's really... It's not sort of going and sitting and listening and then walking away. It's listening, digesting, and then discussing and you know, presenting alternative viewpoints.
I'm interested in you talking about how this fits into the overall mission of the Charlemont Forum.
Yeah, so the Charlemont Forum is dedicated to bringing people in the area opportunities to explore topics of civic concern and provide diverse perspectives. And, you know, we've had people come to be in the audience from as far away as Amherst and Northampton and Albany and areas, you know, an hour and a half or so around. But the really interesting thing about the Forum is that it's brought some speakers who were of national prominence, and it's brought topics. For instance, last year there was a forum presentation on Cuba by a writer who had written a memoir about Cuba, and the discussion afterwards was really lively. I mean, there were some strong viewpoints on both sides, and what's I think the strength of the Forum is that, you know, that was able. We were discussing. We weren't arguing or sort of pushing, you know, one side at the expense of the other.
What other events do you have upcoming?
On August 9th, we have Austin Sert, who's a professor of jurisprudence and political science at Amherst College, and he'll be speaking about whether America faces an erosion of public faith in long taken for granted aspects of our political life. It'll be about whether the current crisis and focus in particular on discussing the meaning and advantages of the rule of law and democratic governance, you know, whether we have to be concerned about our democracy, and if so, in what ways, and how to prevent that.
Well, the Charlemont Forum presents a community reading of Frederick Douglass's famous speech, "What to the Slave is the 4th of July." It's this coming Wednesday, July 5th at 7 p.m. To learn more, you can visit masshumanities.org/events. That link will be posted along with this interview at our website, which is wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, or again, masshumanities.org/events. What to the Slave is the 4th of July from the Charlemont Forum will be presented Wednesday, July 5th at 7 o'clock. And where will the reading take place?
It will be at the Charlemont Federated Church on Route 2 in Charlemont, Massachusetts.
And again, you can find out more information at masshumanities.org/events. Bruce, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program, and best of luck for a great event.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.